You're listening to The Bridge Metro West, located at 7 Strathmore Road in Natick, Massachusetts. For more information about The Bridge Metro West, our weekly Sunday gatherings, and other events, go to www.bridgemetrowest.com.
Father, thank you for all that you have done. Father, I pray that you would decrease me and increase yourself. Be seen, Lord God, be heard, and be le kosila tamaya. Etoko pesi. Palus kebele tula maha. Oh God, be seen. Lebebekuta la mama. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be seen, be heard, and be glorified. Oh Father, hide me behind the cross now. Touch my tongue, oh God. The same way you touched the tongue of Jeremiah. Lord, let every word that comes out of me come from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Sir, can you stand in the back? All in the back with the black. In the realm of the spirit, I saw a doctor giving you a note. And the note is as if the doctor is trying to say you have this certain sickness, and the Lord said, don't believe it. The Lord said, you will see your children grow. You will see your children's children. The Lord has given you a guarantee, sir, because the enemy has tried to shorten your life. But the See, as I'm speaking to you now, I see now when God come to me, he come to me as an old man. The old man is standing next to you and he's flipping pages of a book. And the Lord said every page that he's flipping is years that he's adding on your life. You shall live, sir. You will not die.
Amen.
The glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a word from the Lord. When Pastor Manny texts me and I begin to search in the Spirit. I said, Lord, what do you want to say to your house? And he said, tell them this season I am releasing burdens, not anointings. There's a lot of people seeking for anointing, but they don't want to carry burdens. If you want God to trust you with a deeper or stronger anointing, are you able to carry his burdens? Wise men carry burdens, but foolish men carry offenses. Proverbs 14, verse 4 says, where no oxen or the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. I want to take you on a journey. I'm just showing you scriptures. Like Revelation 4, verse 7. The first living creatures was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. I'll be focused on the ox. Praise the Lord. So I thought I was going to preach, but the Lord has sent me to teach. I will teach a bit and then whatever God would do, I'll follow. Matthew 9:37-38. I want you guys to follow me. First scripture was Proverbs 14, verse 4. Second was Revelation 4, verse 7. Third scripture, Matthew 9:37-38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Last scripture, Psalm 92, verse 10, one of my favorite scriptures. You have exalted my horn like a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on my head. The King James Version says, my horn that shall exalt like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So I went all this way to show you there's four faces. There's four faces that is captured in heaven, right? There's a creature that basically have four faces. There's an angel, I should say. One is a lion. The other is an ox. The other one is a face of a man. And then the last one is an eagle, right? You guys following me? The four faces, the four-faced creature in the throne room is a revelation that should be captured in the lives of God's people. Those four faces or four phases that should find expression in the life of a man that is totally submitted to God. All the four faces bring balance to each other. For example, the lion. The lion aspect denotes authority, power, and dominion. The lion has been revealed as a symbol of power and royalty. Rulers like Solomon had their throne surrounded by lions or lion-like figures to proclaim their greatness. Matthew wrote the gospel to primarily Jewish audience and includes many quotations from the Torah, especially the prophets as reference, points to what Jesus' words and actions will signify for those who read and witness his life. I usually say something that God, when it comes to the four gospels, he's Matthew's king, Mark's suffering servant, Luke great physician, and John word made flesh. Matthew's king, once you hear king, the face that you see is the lion. It denotes power, authority, and dominion. The face of the man is an emblem of the Son of Man. That basically now, it basically brings us to the book of John. That means John word made flesh. I would like to pause here a bit because I want you to understand reading the scriptures is not enough. Are these scriptures flesh in your life yet? Because John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? And then now we go to John 1:14. The Bible said the word that was with God now became flesh. So now you can read the scripture. You can study the scripture. But if I look at your life, can I see Psalm 23? If Psalm 23 is not flesh, then I know that you are not a sheep. Because the Bible said in Psalm 23 verse 1, it says what? The Lord is my shepherd. So that means sheep are led by shepherds. So if I look at your life, I should be able to see John 3:16. But if I cannot find John 3:16, it's because all you are doing, you are studying the word to memorize. Praise the Lord. The word has to be flesh. So now when someone come and greet you and say, hi, how are you doing? The person is not shaking your hand, they're shaking God's hand. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and did what? Dwell. There are people in your workplace that's looking for peace. You carry the Prince of Peace. But the problem become is when you keep the Prince of Peace hostage and not host him. Praise the Lord. We should never keep the Prince of Peace hostage. We should host him. When we host him, whoever has trouble when they encounter you, it's not you they encounter. They encounter the Prince of Peace. That's what it means. The Word became flesh. So the face of a man now denotes the Son of Man. Now, God allowed that face to be captured is to show you that if you are tired, sleep. Yes. If you are hungry, eat. Praise the Lord. Because there's too much superhero men of God that's in the body of Christ. They are dying before their time because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Take care of your bodies. You are man. Yes, you can speak in tongues for 15 hours. Yes, you can do this, but don't forget, without a body, you cannot fulfill his assignment. So he allowed that face to be captured in the throne room to remind you, you are man. You will feel. You will get betrayed. Praise the Lord. Although you are man, don't allow fully the man side of you to corrupt the spiritual side of you. That's why if you only have one of the faces, you're in trouble. That means you have no balance. There's a time to display authority, but there's a time to be humble. If all you have is the face of a lion that's captured in your life, what about the ox? If all you demonstrate is power, if you don't have the ox, you can't serve. Praise the Lord. My emphasis now is the ox. The ox is the strongest animal to be used for the harvest. Now, what would take a team of men, pairs of donkey, pairs of horses or other animal to do? The ox can and would do it in a fraction of time. The ox is strong. When the Lord began to talk to me about burden, the only animal I could think of is ox. The ox does not complain. The ox would do what the master said. So if the Lord is speaking about burden bearers, which is all of you, you are burden bearers. So there's a dimension of the ox that's in you, is because revival is near.
Yes.
Okay, you didn't hear that part. Let me speak this time. The reason why God is speaking about burden bearers, because there's so much word that's been spoken, there's so much prophecies, but they are trapped in the realm of the spirit. It takes a level of priesthood to bring what's in the spiritual realm to the natural realm. But you need laborers. You need ox. If there's no ox among you, who would labor? Who will break the ground? Praise the Lord. We keep talking about there's revival. I agree. But who's willing to plow the ground? Who's willing to break the hot ground? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Holy Spirit, you are too much. The ox is strong. It is a symbol of strength and endurance. We need more ox in the church. Because people are quickly offended. They don't have a level of endurance anymore. The minute a rebuke comes, they are so offended they leave the church. Why is he talking to me like this? Why did he rebuke me? If you can't have endurance, he can't serve you. He can't use you to serve. Because any little thing can mess with your heart. I'm leaving this church. I'm leaving. No. You need endurance.
Yes.
Because people will walk away from you for free. People will turn their backs on you for free.
Yes.
They will betray you after they tell you, I stand with you.
Yes.
If you don't have endurance, amen, when they leave, you will leave with them too. You need the ox. Even when nobody's praying, you are doing your prayers. You need the ox. Lord, before you give me the anointing, give me burden. I was asking God why burdens are so important. Burdens is his love language. If you love me, you will carry what I carry. You will feel what I feel. In the table, right? I will paint this picture for you. Then the table, while I'm like, when Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me. The only person that was willing to hear the heartbeat of Christ was John. While everybody was, is it me? Is it me? He sought the Lord. He put his ears right next, right on his chest. John received two things, the breath of God and the heartbeat of God.
Yes.
This is why John was the last one to stay, because he received life and he received instructions. As burden bearers, it's not always about, Lord, give me a house.
Yes.
Lord, what is your will this season? And here's the funny thing. Everyone else looked like they're being blessed, but you. You must have endurance. People that does not pray like you are getting things you desire. Am I in the right house?
Yes.
Oh, people that don't fast the way you fast, they get in houses, everything else that you desire, but God is keeping you behind. But you like, God, why not me? How come I'm not getting these things? If you don't pray for them, they will be corrupted. God has to use someone as a sacrifice. Everyone say, Lord, burden me. Why is it that everyone in your family is sleeping except you in the middle of the night? The book of Ezekiel said, I look for a man to stand in the gap. I found none. But I believe in this service, God has found many. You keep wondering, how come women in my family cannot rise? Because God been looking for someone. He has found none. But after today, it will be an honor and a privilege to get up in the middle of the night, because you've been selected. Now when you get up in the middle of the night, you don't murmur. Lord, thank you for trusting me. Because you've been looking for someone in the family, you chose me. Lord, grant me endurance to stay in the place of prayer. I will show you a tactic of the enemy so he can make you stop praying. You start praying, you start going, and then you start seeing manifestation of things that you're praying for. He does not attack you, he moves back. Because he understands that the minute you see the blessing, you stop.
Oh, come on.
Now, the fact that you stop now, you become plateaued in one place.
Yes.
But when he see that you continue, even though you get blessed, your prayer life did not change. You didn't stop praying, you continued. When he see that you get blessed, your fasting life increase, he said, now this one, he knows a revelation. This is the ox. I don't care how much money I have, I'll still pray. I don't care how many houses he give me, I'll still pray. I don't care the raises that my job gives me, I'll still fast. Because I carry burdens. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a lot of people in the church that they don't want to serve anymore. They want to be celebrities. This object that I'm holding in my hand is called a mic. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
To some people, that's their goal, is to hold this. I am afraid of this. I'll tell you why I'm afraid of this. Because you say the wrong thing, you can lead people the wrong way. I'd rather God deal with me in the secret place before he gives me a mic. One day in the place of prayer, they invite me to church to preach, and my little self said, I can't wait to preach the house down. And I felt a shift in my spirit. I said, I said something wrong, didn't I? But I went to the place of prayer, and the Lord said, young man, be the mic, now be the speaker. From that day, I said, Lord, make me your mic forever. Even though you see me holding this, I'm being held myself.
Yes.
You see, we must understand, as a servant, you don't say what you want to say. Okay, y'all missed that part. As a servant, you don't do what you want to do. Oh. As a servant, you cannot tell God no.
That's right.
Because last time I checked, you give your life to Him. I've never been to a funeral where the dead person said no. Paul said, it's not I that live, it's Christ. So why do you have a say? No, I'm waiting. Why do you have a say? Why do you tell God willingly, no, I'm not doing this? Did you forget you have no more life?
That's right.
You give your life to Him.
Yes.
So it's His life that's being lived through you.
Amen.
So whatever He said goes. Last time I checked, you didn't die for Him. He died for you.
Yes, that's right.
Everyone say, Lord,
burden me.
You could be in the place of prayer, and you're about to say amen to finish your prayer, then God give you another topic. He shows you another face of someone. But you yourself, you feel like you prayed enough. And then another topic comes. And the amazing thing is He gives you the words. So you cannot say you didn't know how. Say, Lord,
burden me.
Hope you understand what you were saying. While you are at your job, something will happen to your spirit man. Or you will pick up your boss. Something is wrong. What's wrong? You see, when God begins to burden you, compassion will find expression. Oh, God, when God places burdens upon you, He begins to work on your heart. You see, some people, their heart has become too hard. So for God to burden them, before He does that, He has to cause the heart of stone to become heart of flesh. Because when He places a burden upon you about someone, you will find yourself crying. You don't understand why you're crying. It's the Lord expressing Himself through you. And you cannot tell God, I don't like this person, so I won't pray for them. No. It does not work like this in the place of prayer. The funny thing is, the person that don't like you the most, He will make you pray for the most.
This is true.
Say, Lord,
burden me.
You want to be used by God. That's great. And that's the greatest thing ever. But He must break you to make you. Because along the way, you picked up stuff that was not of Him. Although those systems work for you, it doesn't mean it's from Him. So He has to break you and make you. This season He broke you, and you feel like that was it. Next season, another break can happen. May I submit to you, brokenness never stops.
Yes.
Healing.
Never stops. Because you may think, okay, He broke me last time, I'm done. No, last time He wanted you to be a vase. This time He wants you to be a pot. He's the potter, and you are. How come the clay has a say? The clay should never have a say. I've never heard the clay say, sir, I don't want to be a vase. I don't want to be that. The clay doesn't have a say. God will use you the way He wants to use you. Some of you, you want the prophetic so much. And God said, that's not what I want to give you. And we try to go to different sources to get the prophetic. And God said, no. He wants to use you His way. So if you're going to be an ox, you must do what the master tells you to do. Say, Lord,
burden
me.
Burden.
Now, I don't think now you meant that for real. Oh, Bosiah. The ox is symbolic to a pioneer who goes ahead of others and plow and carves new paths and roads when there were none before. your apostle is an ox. He's plowing the ground. Okay, didn't hear me. Pastor Paul. Apostle Paul. He's an ox. He's plowing the ground. He's going before you. See, I hope you know, the only reason I could stand here to preach is because he plowed the ground. I don't think we understand when God began to communicate his burdens to a man, that man has no say. Because you said, Lord, use me. He didn't tell you how he was going to do it.
That's it.
It's amazing to me how people will tell God, use me, and then tell him how. Because that celebrity mindset must die. I want to be seen. Last time I checked, he died for you. He must be seen. If I be lifted up. Oh, y'all forgot this scripture, huh? If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Now, here's the funny thing. It's not to you. I found out the first, can I say this here?
Okay, since
you said yes. I find out, right? You sure I can say this here? Okay, I'll say it. The first billboard ever created was Jesus Christ. The first billboard. So the person that did it after him, he was not the one that did it first. The first billboard on the cross was Jesus. So the scripture, when he said, if I be lifted up, that scripture was demonstrated. The funny thing is, even his enemies came to the altar call. His enemies was at the cross, not knowing that was an altar call to humanity. Now his enemies had swords, had spears, not knowing that they came to be saved. If I be lifted up, all men, that means everyone. So he said the scripture, he demonstrated. Now who are you to tell God to use you and how to use you when in the beginning, when he said, if I be lifted up, even people that was against him was part of the altar call. When you tell God to use you, you lost your rights. Okay, let me just go back here. I didn't come to tell you about to get a house. I didn't come. No. I'm not that prophet that will tell you money is coming. This is coming. No. I'm one of those rugged old prophets that tell you get your life in order. Because I don't believe God will bless mess. You asking God for a house and the one you live in now you don't take care of. I'll focus on you. Don't worry. Say, Lord, burden me. The ox never complained about how heavy the burdens are. Because they are strong enough to carry the loads given to them. It will be an injustice to speak about burden bearers if we, oh my God, you sure I could sit here. If we don't speak about Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna. Anna was a widow. She stayed in the place of prayer until the Savior came. Burden bearers. All of a sudden you have a strange desire in your heart. Lord, I want Nadig to be saved. You thought it was yours. It's him dropping it in your heart. Now, the more you begin to ponder upon what he said, then the burden increase. Oh, my God. Am I in the right place? And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in the place of prayer. Father, Nadig is in your hand. It's him that started that burden. And then you find yourself fasting. You find yourself trying to find other things to save people. Lord, bless Nadig people. Bless them. You thought it was you. It's him. I have a question for the house. Is there a priest in this house?
Yes.
Whenever you see burdens, you must see priests. I believe in Revelation it says, I've made them priests and kings so they can reign on the earth. Say, Lord, burden me. Oh, you guys don't mean it now. It's okay. Simeon and Anna dedicated themselves to pray until the burden was removed. Until what they carried became flesh. Simeon said, now, Lord, after he held the Lord Jesus, he said, God, now you can take me. Yes. That means when you are burden bearer, death is not allowed. When you are in the place of prayer and you are dealing with a burden that God give you, death can take you. Simeon said, now, God, you can take me. Do you know how dangerous you are when you are burden bearer? But everyone wants to be a prophet. Everyone wants to be an apostle. Because it's that celebrity, they want to be seen. But they don't know behind the scene the crushing that takes place. Oh, I don't think you understand. You may have a great service, you preach well, and then you enter the place of prayer and God said you missed it. Oh, you don't know. Say, Lord, burden me. Sometimes God will allow certain things to happen in the church to show you the hearts of people. That they only came because of attendance. They didn't come because they really belong here. Praise the Lord. God is doing such a thing in this church. There's going to be expansion that will take place. But before God expands, he has to remove. Yeah, I didn't like that part. It's okay. What are heavenly burdens? Heavenly burden is an invitation for a visitation. See, whenever God wants to do something in a land, in a family or community, he places a burden on someone. When that man takes the burden seriously, God begins to move in their midst and deliverance will eventually find expression. Now, God is raising a generation that will be able to carry the burdens from heaven. Those burden bearers will be intercessors. Although you are a prophet, you will be an intercessor. Although you are a pastor, you will be an intercessor. Truth be told, if you don't have a... Listen. I've been saying this a lot because I've speak to a couple of people and their life alarmed me. They prophesy so much, but they don't have a prayer life. I wonder who's talking to you. I wonder who is talking to you. You can be accurate, doesn't mean it's the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me just go back. You can be very accurate in your gift, does not mean it's the Holy Spirit. The Lord told me, he said, you see, when gift find expression, it can make you get out your seat. But when presence come, it makes you come out your sin. It's a difference. My generation love gift, but not much presence. Because when the presence of God come, sin cannot stay now. When a man begins to prophesy sharply, my God, you will stand. You will be amazed, but you still go back home in your sin. But when the presence of God comes, even the preacher will have a problem holding this mic. He will be in his face, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Say, Lord, burden me. Oh, please hear this. Burdens, oh, Bashaya. Burdens, when you have the burdens of God upon you, burdens are like nails that lock man in the place of prayer. You are locked in the place of prayer. It's hard to find a man that carry burdens yet distracted. It's impossible. Because when God begin to share things that's on his heart to you, you begin to understand the things that you've been asking him in prayer was nonsense. Seek he first. The what? Kingdom. Oh, you guys nervous, huh? Seek he first. The
kingdom.
this morning, I was asking the Lord, so you tell me to speak about burdens. And then he said, tell the people, seeking me is their priority.
Yes.
And then he showed me the word seeking.
Seek.
And then he said to me, the Holy Ghost is too much.
Yes.
He said to me, in the word seeking, I'm giving you a hint of what you are doing. Seeking, you will see the King.
Oh, that's beautiful.
If you don't seek, you will not see the King.
Yes.
And the word, you see, so I was kind of interested now. So now I begin to convert the word seek from English to Hebrew. The word seek in Hebrew means bakash. That means seeking for something that's missing. Oh, okay. So every time you begin to seek the Lord about a matter, it's because the answer you need is missing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And his
righteousness.
And everything that's missing will be added. But he tells you, do not run after these things that the pagans, because the things they run after, I will bring them to you. Seek me, I will give you. But if you don't seek me, you will go get yourself. The whole point of growth, of spiritual growth, you don't go after. It comes to you as you grow. There are certain things that you need in your life. You are going after. You are using a lot of energy to go after it. You are wasting time. Stay in the place of prayer and grow. You will see that these things will come to you. Say, Lord, burden me. Some, because they've been running after things for so long, they lost their prayer life. They barely say hi to God in the morning. They barely say hello to God in the morning. They stress, depress. They want to give up in life because they are running after things God never told them to.
Yes.
He says, seek me.
Yes.
If you seek me, you will see me.
Yes.
But if you don't seek me, you will not see me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all look mad at me this morning.
Yeah.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
You see, I'm done preaching now. I'm done. Sorry, I'm done teaching now.
Yes.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Burden me.
Burden me.
Burden me. Oh, Holy Ghost, look too much. Oh, baka silataya. Ah, my help has come.
Jesus.
My friends came. My brothers came. There, I see in the realm of the spirit. Oh, God. I saw everyone here, it's like was raised to a higher platform. I said, Lord, I don't really understand. He said, I've increased this church into a higher dimension.
Jesus.
You're about to see that signs and wonders will become the norm.
Yes.
Oh, you will see it. Oh, you will see that signs and wonders will become the norm.
Yes.
The norm.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Bridge Metro West in Natick, Massachusetts. Paul David Guidry is the senior pastor at the Bridge. For more information about the Bridge Metro West family, our gatherings and events, visit www.bridgemetrowest.com or call us at 508-651-0277.